your heart?
I do. The song My Heart, Mind, and Big Ass Tits.
Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. Hard to get by with a smile, girl.
I don't know any of the words to that song, I just realized.
It is about a man letting go of his daughter to go out and be in the world.
Sad.
And both of our dads are dead, so triggering.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for opening with
Welcome. Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, and joining us today, comedian. He's got a new special out right now. He's going to tell us all about it. I forgot to ask you what it was called.
I was waiting for you to ask anything about it. I was like,
you can tell us.
The energy today is good. This is good podcast energy. You came in like fucking the 101 Dalmatian lady.
Cruella DeVille.
Yeah.
Well, let me say your name before you read me to film. It's Jake Silberman, everybody.
Thank you. Yes.
A live dad haver and total fucking bitch.
We don't know that for sure.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Parents still here.
Yeah.
You
sorry,
might be our
I
first
don't know. Really?
Do you have a relationship with both of them?
Great.
Yeah, you're our first one, I think.
Yeah.
With a great relationship with his parents?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
but you also
are both alive.
Lived in a van, so what's that about?
Something
that
happened,
was a choice.
For sure.
Yeah.
That was like a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
You were nurtured and supported, and you became homeless.
Yeah.
Your fault.
Yeah. My fault.
Were your parents like, totally, follow the song in your heart, or were they like mad?
They're definitely... The song of the heart is like, no, my parents, they're not like that.
Yeah.
I hate parents who are like that.
Yeah, me too.
I hate that hippie bullshit.
I don't know if this is like, you guys did this or not, but like, whenever a person's like, yeah, my dad and I used to smoke weed together, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm like, you had a bad dad.
Yeah, he's a loser. What do you mean? He sucked.
Your dad was an uncle, essentially. Yeah.
You had uncle dad.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, we had like a dad who smoked weed in our friend group, like one of our friends' dads smoked weed, and then the friend like went to live in Africa for a year, so I had to keep selling his dad weed. And it was like, this is a relationship nobody should have.
No,
teenage
not at all.
Drug dealer,
right.
Yeah,
dad,
you
lawyer,
got the good stuff
dad.
This week,
and then I would be like,
my wife's divorcing me.
Yeah.
I would like,
Lizzie, come take a drag in the gym,
dude. Sometimes we'd be like smoking weed at his house, and I'd like roll a blunt, and he'd like appear, you know,
ew.
And I'd be like, hey, this is like kind of like a strong,
yeah,
and he'd be like, oh, I can handle it. And then we'd have to watch his dad get like too high. And like,
because he's used
weird.
To like Vietnam weed.
I know.
Used to like grass.
Exactly. Try to impress you with like stories from Woodstock. And now
he's just like sitting, like feeling the walls of his psyche crumbling in front of like his son and their children.
What
and
we is all, my life become?
We all be like, okay, thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks for letting us fucking smoke weed and have sex in your house.
I feared and respected my parents. And that also like has some negative ramifications. But I would way rather have a parent that's like a terror than a loser.
And my dad smoked weed in secret like a dad.
Yes.
Like a father.
Yes.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like his porn collection.
Yes.
You're supposed to eventually find out, but it's not supposed to be the centerpiece of his personality.
Yeah, especially because when I was in high school, weed was illegal. I don't know if you kids remember this, but once upon a time, weed was illegal. And so my dad was like, I remember I got caught smoking weed and my dad was mad at me and I was like, I know you fucking smoke weed based on your vibes. And
yeah,
the fact that
you're
a
Tommy
beach
Bahama
bartender
fucking
for 25
shirt.
Years.
Yeah.
You fucking live in Hawaii for 20 years and don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
My ass.
Yeah.
And then my dad was like, "Yeah, I smoke weed, but it's illegal, and you're a kid, so don't."
Yeah.
Because I want you to have a future. And I was like, "Right."
Yeah.
And
that's
now
a great
he's
lesson.
Dead, and you're a comedian.
And now he's dead.
So
and I'm a comedian, but
whoops.
I don't smoke weed now that it's legal.
I know. Weed used to be illegal and porn used to be in the woods and we had shame and now everyone's high and jacking
it. Yeah, you used to have to make your Sims fuck.
Yeah.
And now you're just looking at bondage porn on your iPhones.
Ugh. This society is crumbling.
You're
we're
old when you pluralize something that doesn't need to, your iPhones. Your VRs and your iPhones. Yeah. Instagrams.
You have an iPad with a snuff film on it.
I'm a year away from being like that. I'm already like, I hate these kids and their social medias. And
I feel like if you put a cigarette with one of those long filters,
yes,
yeah,
that's like the Yeah, take one of the two vapes, though. Yeah,
Lizzie has two vapes out, and her hair extensions are falling out.
Are you going to double mount the vapes? Oh, Jesus.
Let's go. She's still got it.
That clip is going to be online, and there's going to be a lot of guys being like, oh, fuck.
Look at her taking all those vapes.
Look at taking those damn
vapes. You should see my Instagram comments, because they are not like that.
Oh, really?
It's going to be two guys. It's going to be two guys being like, you're still not funny, you fucking pig whore.
Yeah, I hope that kills
you slowly.
You
can take all the vapes in your mouth. You'll never make me laugh.
Yeah. You're not funny for a girl or a pig.
Yeah. 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 All right.
Little
all right,
vape
all right.
pig over
we
here.
We don't have to all do it.
Mine are just like, you're an old hag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They really find the thing.
They
you
find
know?
The exact thing.
They really find the thing.
Whoo! And I'm sure your comments are all, you're so funny, guy.
His
I want to be
all
like
the kids on heroin.
Yeah, that's true.
This guy's like, is he dead?
Sorry, I'm projecting onto
no,
you.
No, I don't really, most, I don't get any comments.
Yeah.
I get nothing.
That's also oh, bad. Sad, yeah.
I'm like a fucking ghost out in the internet, yeah.
But you do have a special out.
So
I do
tell
have a
me
special,
the word yeah. that girlies will comment on yes. it. And don't say anything about him being on heroin, because he's not.
Yes. He's sober and unhealthy. Healthy, and that's
yes,
different.
Sober. Yeah. Yeah. Sober. Right, sober. Sober.
Sober.
Sober.
Sober.
But not
sober.
A problem. It wasn't a problem.
Oh wow.
So annoying.
Oh, so your parents are nice, and you just were like,
"You're
this
not an alcoholic,
is not
but
good
you don't
for
drink.
My life."
Yeah.
God, you're fucking.
And he's the guy who lived in a van.
Are you a virgin?
No.
What if we found out on the podcast that Jake was
I'm
a
just
virgin?
Like, all right, yeah. This is the one time I tell you guys. Yeah.
That'd be an exclusive.
Yeah, I would love that. No, and
it would be nice.
Yeah,
it would be nice to have it back.
Yeah.
Take it back.
You could re-virginize.
How
you
do you do
that
as
that?
A guy?
You yeah. got to join the church.
Yeah.
And so that just wipes away.
It wipes
well, yeah,
it away.
Well, yeah, you got to say you're sorry a lot to a priest.
Yeah. Okay.
And then suck him off.
And then suck him off.
Oh, and then suck
and
him off.
The circle's
oh.
complete.
He's like, yeah, is that, yeah, he's like, I get your mouth for today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You do have to give him a little something something.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw something very annoying. I was scrolling through TikTok and this like Bible account.
It's crazy when they're on there.
Came up, but they're it was using there. A Pete Holmes joke. And it was like, comedian destroys yeah. atheism. And it was like a Pete Holmes joke. And I was just like, dude. If a joke of mine ever helps the church,
yeah,
kill me.
Got in my mouth.
Just fucking put one yeah. right between. Like, I don't know if Pete signed off on this. I don't really. I know he's yeah. kind of like woo woo or whatever. But he's like, if a fucking Bible IG account can fucking oh. use my shit and be like, see. Even this comedian says we're right. I'm like, just kill me. Just
yeah,
absolutely.
I want people on both sides to think of me as a true hater.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't want anybody to be
I want
like,
everybody
this
to,
is it. This
yeah.
is the cause.
You're
this
laying
is on our
up
side.
On God.
I want this face to be like, the Bible is
the
real.
Face of the
yeah.
church.
Just
yeah.
double fisting the fucking elf bars. The Bible's real, guys.
Yeah, you're going to conspiracy TikTok is where we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why don't we talk about, speaking of the
perfect
church,
segue.
I'm getting pretty good.
Lizzie, take it away.
I'm fucking, okay, I don't like these Bible-thumping TikTok guys. Who does?
Yeah.
But I'm also fucking sick of every atheist thinking that they're smarter and better than everyone.
Yes.
And telling you that you're an idiot if you believe in anything.
Yes.
I'm tired of these. Respectfully, if you're a militant atheist, you're just as fucking annoying as every militant religious person out there.
Yes.
I'm not saying you're as harmful, but you're as annoying and you need to live with that.
Annoying is almost more harmful.
Yes. I agree.
We
have to be around these people.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that like the atheists aren't the people like sending people to conversion
yes.
therapy, so they're like not as bad. But I do have to like talk to you at a bar and that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I don't meet a single fucking Bible thumper in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I do meet a lot of annoying atheists.
You know what?
Yeah.
I met one recently and it was heartbreaking.
Really?
I was on the train. There was like a very cool cosmopolitan older couple. The lady was like, I love your bag. We were getting into it. We're talking about life. And I was like, look at this fucking beautiful marriage. And then the guy was like, we're actually here for a conference for the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh.
And I was like, God damn it.
Fuck.
That seemed fucking normal.
Yeah.
It might be the secret to a long, healthy, and happy marriage.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
It might be.
I think so.
You can be DeLulu together.
Well, also, if you have God in your life, there's always a third party to put things on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
sure,
know what I mean? It's
sure.
It's like having a scapegoat child without the abuse.
Even when
or
you
harm.
Cheat, you yeah. can be like, you know, I didn't follow God's
I
path.
Strayed from God's
and
path.
Then she can be like, you're right. You were off God's
and
path.
And let
that
me help
Satan.
You
and
now get
yeah.
back
like,
on.
Then she can be like, go to confession. Go
right.
to a retreat for a weekend.
Fuck a preacher's mouth.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
You know?
we'll get re-virginized.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be a doormat.
Everything's going to be
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
You can
that's
walk
nice.
Alone.
Yeah. It's great for women.
It's great for women. Here's what I wanted to say. The church is great for women.
Great for women and gay men, you know?
Sorry, Miss Lady. The church is great for women.
I thought of this because don't clip this because they'll see it.
Yeah.
Somebody
fucking
hit me up and was like, hey, I'm thinking about getting sober. Can you send me in the direction of some AA meetings? And I was like, gladly.
Yes.
I'm a hero.
Me too. Me too.
I sent somebody a link to Brooklyn AA meeting. Yeah. Did I offer to go with them? Lately, I didn't mean it.
Yeah, when they ask you, are they kind of asking for more? Because like everybody has Google. Anybody could find AA. Like, what, you're somehow better than Google, so they are asking you for something.
Someone that they're doing.
Yes.
They want a little.
A woman, and I'm a woman, and they're like, let's have this woman take care of my sobriety for me. Right. Often, yes.
Yeah. So this person did that, which is totally fine and great for people in my life to do. Maybe not people who just listen to my podcast. Sometimes people who just listen to my podcast do that, and I'm like, I don't know where you live.
Hey, it's not your business.
But anyway, you can't save everybody. Anyway, this person did that, went to the meeting, great, and then like posted a photo of some of the like literature that they hand out, making fun of the God parts of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I get it, man. I get that that's not for fucking everybody. I get that a lot of people have that hang up with AA. I get that you have like religious trauma or whatever. I get that. But like,
get over it.
This is a program that's trying to save your life.
Yeah.
And to immediately be like, look at this fucking crock of bullshit. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, maybe you just want to keep drinking alcohol.
Yeah, it's like, we've put up with your behavior at bars for a decade. Yes. Maybe you can like chill out on like the immediate judgment zone for
maybe
a second.
Maybe you can listen once.
Yeah.
And maybe not every part is for you, but there's some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you don't have to clown it immediately just because someone believes in something you don't. That's like, so it's like weird how people who are so progressive and like,
yeah, sure,
every, no matter what you are, you're welcome here. And then you're like, I believe in God. And they're like, you're actually a fucking moron who deserves to die.
Yeah.
I know. And you're like, okay, sorry. I didn't know. I didn't mean to.
Yeah. There used to be, I remember when I started listening to podcasts 7 trillion years ago, when there was the iPod with the wheel that turned.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
We're really giving these kids a real education.
Man. I still use one of those.
Yeah, it was so tactile. But this was when like people were really calling out religion for like the first time significantly in like, you know, alternative media, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd never heard people like talk shit about churches or their parents or like any of this stuff. And I was like, this is crazy and like amazing. But it's like, I'm 75 years old now and it's been discussed. Like, you can't just put on a leather jacket and have a receding hairline and be like, God is bullshit. I'm like, it's been done.
Also, you have no idea who you're talking to. Like, if someone is, the thing about like making fun of God in AA meetings specifically is like, the reason that that's there is because a lot of people are hanging on by a thread, dude. A lot of those people are at their very limit.
Yeah.
And for some of them being like, hey, if you keep doing this, you'll go to hell. That's like the only thing that'll get them out of it.
Yeah.
Just like come off it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I watched a documentary last week.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Nothing bad ever happens after this. Yeah. I watched a documentary. Yeah, oh, shit.
Hit both of those bombs before you talk.
I went to an aquarium and watched a documentary about sea turtles.
Yeah.
And 25 years after they're born, they go back to the beach they were born on to have their babies. And if you're telling me God isn't real, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. We're a God-friendly podcast.
Oh, wow. I mean, how do they know?
No idea.
Yeah.
What do you guys feel about the Jews?
Love them.
Regular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Both of you paused for a second. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
I feel regular neutral.
Are you a Jew?
Yeah.
All right. Get out.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, yeah.
Silberman over here is a Jew.
Yakov Silberman over here.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's a Jew. Is that anything?
You told me this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You told me he was one of the good ones.
Well,
yeah.
Are you a big Zio or are you regular style?
Whoa. What is regular style?
Just like
regular.
Hanging out, having holla and being a nice boy.
Oh, I'm not having holla.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm not doing shit for it, honestly. Yeah. I'll be real. Most of the
Happy
thing
Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
That was last weekend.
Most people, you can't quit. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
I tried to quit once. My dad.
You tried to quit Judaism?
I said, I don't think I want to be a Jew anymore. He goes, literally, he goes, we need the numbers.
Yeah.
We can't quit.
That's not a bad argument.
Yeah.
It's a small band and it's getting smaller, I think.
Yeah.
It's like 15
million.
Do your
parents care if you marry a Jewish lady?
Not at all. They're interfaith.
What's interfaith mean?
One of them's not.
My mom was not.
Got it.
Oh, so then you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Tell me. Tell me, red hat. Yeah.
When non-Jewish people go, actually, you're not.
Yeah.
I go by Hitler's rule.
Which Hitler, is?
Yeah.
If Hitler would have put me in the fucking ground, then I'm a Jew. That's my rule.
You guys can't see his hair, but Hitler would have killed him.
Oh,
yeah.
Hitler would have killed me if I was wearing this hat, though, too.
We're all gone. In Hitler's book, we're all gone.
Us. We're pretty mouthy and annoying.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah, you're part of the pure race, but shut up.
Oh,
yeah,
you're so annoying.
Like, shut the fuck up.
He would have been like, no amount of religiosity.
How about no mouthy Aryans? How about that?
Yeah, I mean, Ronnie's gay also, so this whole room's going
down. Oh, yeah, this whole room's fire.
Yeah, Ronnie, you're toast. Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry.
And I kind of knew that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, I think as I age, I'm like, people's religions, like you said, keep them on the rails a lot of the time. Like, some people just need to be told not to do bad things, and I would way rather that be in place than everyone just running around like being a counterculture cunt. I'm like very tired.
Yeah, it's
that.
Also like I don't know what people are getting out of. I get being against the church, what with the homophobia, etc. I get that angle. I get that vibe. I don't get going up to someone who believes in God and being like, but what about the Big Bang?
Yeah.
I don't get that. Who cares?
Yeah. You're not going to change anyone's mind, I don't think.
I do feel like, too, like, first of all, the whole thing about, like, fuck God, like, that has been done to death. Like, no, and really,
it
actually.
It is hack.
Yes.
But I'll be
That's
honest.
That's my issue with it.
I don't
hack.
See a lot of comics do it anymore.
Interesting.
Jeselnik was huge on it for a while, but he doesn't do it anymore.
I see open micers trying to tackle it.
Oh, okay. Well, open micers. Yeah, don't count them.
Yeah. The universe's biggest mystery.
Look, the real.
Yeah.
You have 3 minutes.
Yeah.
The real one would be. I want to see like Dimitri Martin go on stage and just draw a picture and go, yeah, this is the Prophet Muhammad. I just like, that's balls, actually.
That's
just him doing, he's just like, I want to see if he'll kill me.
Yeah.
So I drew a picture of the guy that you say we can't draw. Because I feel like that's the one that people are like, because those dudes.
Oh, you're getting a fatwa on you.
Yeah,
if you're an open micer with a fatwa on you.
That's the fatwa comic, dude.
I love a fatwa.
Dart on your fucking neck.
What if you drew it and they were like, that's not what he looks like. you're fine.
He looks so bad as an artist.
It's Hulk Hogan.
Not him.
Yeah.
That would be the one, I feel like, if you still want to do the fuck God, but. No one's like, there was this guy, Dan Weber in Portland, who used to have this show called Reading the Bible with Dan. And it was like a panel show, and he would read a section of the Bible and then you would just clown on it. And it was a fun show.
Yeah, sure.
But he would always say, like, and I don't do this for the Quran because I would like to live, you know? Because, like, if you have reading the Quran with Dan, it's like, oh,
no.
Yeah, you're gone.
No.
Christians are actually kind of pussies.
Yeah. Like,
what are the most things that Christians do is they stand outside abortion clinics with a sign.
They do that. Yep. That sucks.
They used to do the thing with the funerals. And
the thing with the funerals was crazy.
It was crazy.
The God
your kid,
funerals.
Your kid died supported. At war because that guy's gay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But even those guys, they would just stand and picket and sing dumb songs.
Yeah. Well, the other pussy thing that they do is they're always acting like they're persecuted.
Yeah.
And it's like, just historically incredibly untrue. Like, the other reason you can't like shit on the Quran is because like a lot of Americans do hate Muslim people.
Yeah.
Which is too bad because all religion sucks.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, guys, it's like, can you remove the bigotry and racism so we can just shit on bad ideas?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't, you're like, yeah, the Quran, the Muslims suck. It's like, I agree with religion sucking, you're making it too specific and weird.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
People I know.
People are just, they're doing their thing, whatever.
Yeah.
Would it be great if we could all join hands across the globe and be like, hey, this is all fake and we don't need this shit?
The golden rule. What if
because
we started it?
we created world peace.
Oh my God. Then finally we'd get cooking on fucking YouTube.
Yeah, finally we'd get some numbers.
The numbies would go jump.
What do I have to be the Messiah to take out Joe Rogan enough already?
Okay, don't have a manic episode. Yeah. Let's take a break before anyone gets crazy with becoming the Messiah. We'll be right back.
God is a woman.
Is that a real song?
No, I'm just riffing on it.
What if God was one of us? That's a good song.
That's a great song.
That song rips. See, don't be mad at that song. Yeah. Be mad at the homophobic guys.
Be mad at the fucking Vatican, not some lady who wants to not get back on meth, so she has to go to her room and drink shitty coffee every week. Leave her alone.
Yeah. You know what this is? Like, this is like... shitting on a person who is religious is like, you know how they always make us feel bad, like, oh, if you don't recycle, but then a fucking company will like dump oil.
Like,
that's what it is. It's like, we're not going after the big guys. Like, the institution sucks.
Yeah.
But then they're like, you fucking pieces of shit.
But you're going after individuals.
But it's like, yo, bro, we're all just literally scraping by here. Yeah. So if I need a fucking boost of God to get me by.
Or if I need to throw out a water bottle because I've been carrying it for so long.
Yes.
It's exactly the same. Yes. Yeah, but that's what it is. It's just like, okay, so these guys can do whatever they want, but you can shit on people individually and act like that's the thing that's causing
and
the fucking...
And you're helping.
Right.
You're not helping.
You're not helping.
No, no, you're not. And I'll fight you. How about that?
How about that?
Christians.
How about show up at our studio with your fucking hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's throw fucking hands.
I have a gun.
Sometimes when people comment on my Instagram videos, I want to send them my address. Yeah. Like, show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Show up to my house and say this to my face. I'll kill you.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I love
we need to start
I know, but you can't because you're a woman and they will kill you.
We got to start a fund for when we eventually are under some sort of investigation for murder. So we need to start cooking a little
bit
more. And
hey, if we ever aren't under investigation for murder, you didn't hear this.
Nope. Mm-mm.
The Menendez sisters. Oh, I really fucked that one up.
The Menendez podcast.
The Menendez.
Free. I mean, we talked about Menendez. I'm free the Menendez all the way through. And Kim Kardashian is also, and she's a tastemaker and a whore that I respect. So that's.
Yeah, I don't really know the story, but I'm not really into prison.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. We're into God, but not into prison.
If someone just killed their parents, it's like, well, they're done.
Right, that was their job.
What does this have to do with society? Let's let this,
It's kind of the same thing. It's like, that's their thing. You don't have to go after, it's not it's, like.
Yeah. It's not your business.
You don't have
Why
to
are my tax dollars locking up this guy who just killed his parents?
It's their family. Yes. You know?
Let's keep it within the family.
That's a take right there. Yeah. It's just like, if you just kill family, you're good.
Eventually you're going to run out.
Right.
And then you're not going to hurt anybody else.
Right.
They never do.
What, you do a shotgun
Ronnie,
to your dad's?
Stop covering your mouth. Yeah. We don't mean it.
Yes. What, do you do a shotgun to your dad's face? That's my business?
That's my business.
I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Miss Ladies.
Yes.
Miss Ladies and Mr. Gentlemen.
Miss Menendez.
And everybody else.
Jake, you have a hot take.
I don't think this is hot.
Yeah. You have a lukewarm take.
Well, maybe let's present it like it's hot just for the sake of someone turns it off. Oh, yeah.
I think it's hot because it's,
Oh, that's
Ronnie.
Okay.
Everything okay?
It's actually hot. It's dropping.
Yeah.
Ronnie's pissed excited. That your take is lukewarm. Yeah.
He's like, fuck.
What do you God, even? I took the afternoon for this.
Yeah.
I think it's hot because it's not being enacted. I think most people agree with it, though,
okay.
I think, is what I'm saying. Okay, so my thing is, like, I'm a nice Midwestern boy, and I moved to the big city.
Yeah, sure. I don't co-sign you.
I don't know. I want to call you nice.
Yeah. I don't co-sign anybody. Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
You're a shitty bitch, but you're a nice person. Like, you like talk shit.
Oh,
okay,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, yes.
You're a kind person, but I wouldn't be like, oh my God, saint over there.
No, I hate most people, and I don't want to be bothered.
I agree.
Slay.
Yeah.
Slay.
Yeah.
Slay.
This is your right queen.
Yes.
Welcome, Miss Menendez.
Slay, Miss Lady.
Slay.
Yeah.
But I think, and I don't know what it is, like if, I am old, so I don't know if it's like, it's the phones or it's
For those of you listening, Jake's 52.
I'm extremely old.
Yes.
But everybody's bubble, we did this thing of like bubbles. Everybody needs their bubble. And I think the bubbles have gotten a bit too big.
Bubble as in like
your
social circle?
Like your personal bubble. Like what I do is me, and if you can't handle it, fuck you. I'm looking at you, Lizzie.
Wow. Okay.
Have a bubble.
Sorry, we have a point of view, you wishy-washy bitch.
Yes. Everybody's bubble is just like, look, if you can't handle me at me, then fuck off. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
There is a public. We belong. Right. I mean, I'm Costanza in it here, but we live in a society.
We do live in a society.
We have absolutely just eroded that.
Yes.
So you're on the subway, a guy's blaring music out of his phone. He has an $800 phone, no $20 headphones. How is this fucking possible?
Right, yes.
Your bubble, I'm affected, and it's like, but I'm the asshole to be like, yo, yo, you need to turn that off. Also, yeah. Everybody has like a gun, knife, or UFC training, so you can't just be like, you can't just be
some
like.
Some of us have all three.
Yeah. Getting stomped out by a steampunk lady. Would, just yes. Like, this is my last
also,
image.
Dude, also, Muay Thai is not UFC training.
Hey, fuck
what,
you.
What, are you going to slowly lunge at somebody?
You don't know how powerful I am.
Dude, those
Coach
Muay Thai
Mike
kicks,
says I've
yeah.
got my own
you
vibe.
You slowly lunging at somebody and then they just stab you in the throat.
You see me doing this and that's the so last move of my life.
She's doing crane positions. Like,
she's doing Krav Maga and then just getting shot in the face.
She's shooting you from 30 yards away. I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that. Yeah.
Taking too long.
Yeah. Okay. You're white lady.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hard to tell you.
No, but I know what you mean. Because once your bubble is in my bubble, now we have an issue.
So look, the world is made up of people that make a public. Yes. And we have basically said, no, the public, like this thing that is all of us, yeah. fuck that. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, if I want to do it, if I want to play my phone or if I want to
yes.
fucking do whatever in a public space, I don't care what you do. I'm a big believer. It's your meat.
Yes.
You do whatever you want to your body,
yeah.
privately, whatever you want.
Beat plus, your meat.
Beat your meat.
Yes.
I'm a big, you want to tattoo, pierce, hair, change, whatever
right.
you
hair
want.
Hair extensions, fake tits, veneers,
anything
for example.
You want. It's yes. your meat. You're stuck in the meat.
Yeah.
You do whatever you
yeah.
want.
Yeah.
But once your meat starts interacting with my meat,
no, thank you.
We have a relationship.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I just feel like everybody, and maybe it's because of New York thing, like everybody's like, well, whatever. He's just going to play his music. It's like, why is that the default
right.
mechanism
right.
of this town?
Right.
It's
right.
like, well, he's being an asshole, but that's New York. And it's like, why? Yeah. Why did we agree to this?
It also like ruins any chance that we have at like building a community.
No, nope. We all
because
hate
if
each
your
other.
Your whole yeah. thing is like, well, it's well, what I do is my business and like I can do whatever I want and you're being an asshole if you're stopping me from doing what I want. It's like, or you could care about other people for a second.
For 1 second.
Yeah. You know?
It's like you're in your home most of your day. You're doing
do
your thing.
Do whatever you want
like,
in your home.
There are yeah. very few public spaces left anyways.
Yeah.
And they all suck now.
Yeah.
Because people have just ruined them.
Yeah. It's like, it reminds me of this is something I hate. And, mm. and I'm probably,
point your little nail
and I'm
in
probably,
there.
No, point the one that broke yeah. off. Yeah.
yeah. Point your non.
Lindsay so has gross. The opposite of a Coke nail where one nail is gone.
Yes.
And she's like, I can do Coke off 9 of them. But you, this is
but,
the special
yeah.
finger.
This one's for yeah. talking yeah. shit.
This one's for talking shit.
You're going to be missing a finger by the end of your life. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've all seen that coming
yeah.
for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was I gonna?
You
oh
hate,
yeah,
you hate something.
Yes. Oh yeah,
yeah.
And I'm probably talking to some of you right now. Ever since the pandemic, a lot of people are working from home. That does not mean you're working from the coffee shop that I work in.
Yeah.
Because now you're all taking conference calls.
Yeah.
And the fucking the coffee shop used to be a place for unemployed artists
and you
to
could
open
be
a
Christian
notebook and get nothing
in
done.
Peace.
And I could be Christian or an alcoholic or missing a nail yeah. or whatever I wanted to be. And there weren't a bunch of corporate girlies with their
right.
fucking Zoom calls.
Right.
But it's the same thing. It's like, well, I don't work well in my house, so I have to blah, blah, blah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
coffee shop is not a space for a conference call. Get off it.
When I was a van guy.
Yeah,
right.
I was living in a van. I was, you know, I lived the life of a homeless man.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Wow.
I went to the library almost every day.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of guys like me.
Whoo.
And dude, the library has completely turned into like a, oh, well, there's no Chuck E. Cheese here, so we'll just let the kids run around. Like when I was
yeah.
a kid, the library was like a stranger could be like, hey, be quiet.
Yes.
Yes.
A librarian whose job.
The scariest person alive.
Scariest person
yeah.
would be like, you're not my kid, but I'm telling you to be quiet. And I would go in there and it would just be like kids running around. I'm like, and no one is saying anything.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's just like, it's gone. The public space is fucking dead.
By the yeah. way, real quick, if you're a girl looking for a fixer-upper, go to the library.
You're right.
They're
yeah.
in there.
Oh, yeah.
Jake's there and he wants to move out of his van.
I'm like, I just got to improve my life.
Jake's yeah. there and he needs a bed.
Yeah. I needed a bed. I mean, I would go there in the morning. I'd be like, they got a great bathroom.
Library's good.
I mean, you had the yeah. resources for men like me.
Yes. And
yeah.
the library and the YMCA.
Yes.
And
yes.
Shout out to the Christian Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's also New York. New York does not have as many native New Yorkers. I think it's slowly been on the decline
sure.
since us rich pigs have come in and taken it.
Yeah.
Myself, speaking about myself. But Native New Yorkers are so mean in such an efficient way, and they're dying out. So now all of us weird, like, I don't want to be socially a faux pas fucking like transplants are all just like apologizing away. And like, you need a single mother to be like,
yeah, you need a single mom from Queens to be like, turn off your music.
Right. Yes. I had an overnight shift and I will simply smack you right on your mouth.
Yeah. There was a video of a lady last week that went viral where it was like, there was a pigeon on the subway and she just grabbed it by its neck and threw it out. That's what we need for like people though. It's like, yo, we're not doing this shit.
Yeah. I was on the subway recently and there was a group of like 8 white 20-year-olds.
Ugh.
Oof.
Yeah.
And they were drinking a 12 pack of White Claws on the train.
Yeah.
And like being very loud about how crazy it was that they were going to Brooklyn.
Oh, please.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow, we're going to, we never go to Brooklyn. Isn't it crazy that we're going to a bar in Brooklyn? Who goes to fucking Brooklyn?
Blah, Lower blah, blah. East Side
And
cucks.
I was like, all of you deserve to be kicked in the fucking face.
Totally.
Hard.
Yes. 100%.
Hard.
Yes. There should be some, like, you know how like Iran has the morality police?
Interesting turn.
And I don't agree. Yeah. If I had any power, I would be.
Let's throw acid.
Well, I say like there should be a group of people who go around, not.
The Guardian Angels. Do you know
about the Guardian Angels? Yeah. Except they're like weird now because they're like.
Don't they mostly do pedophiles?
No, the Guardian Angels police New York City streets
they walk
and subways.
Yeah. I thought they were doing a lot of pedophile stuff.
Now they're like beating up Mexican guys and being like, you're illegal. And it's like, okay, what are we doing?
Sucks.
But if they just went around and were like, hey, we're not hurting anybody, but it's just like tough guys who are just like, yo, turn it off.
You need an old man.
Yeah. You need an older man. Yeah. Like a guy who's like, I'm going to die. Just I don't care if it happens today.
Just like taking your Bluetooth speaker and chucking it out the train door right before they close.
And that's it. And we're not giving you a ticket. We're not writing you up. We're just like, yo.
There's no cops involved.
No, let's just instill a little bit of shame and fear back into the public.
That's the other thing that sucks about New York is you can't call the police because the police are the military.
Yeah.
So you can't like call the police also on somebody for being annoying because they'll die.
Yes.
So like there's nothing. And I'm not saying I want to call the police on them.
They wouldn't show up anyways.
Yeah.
They would laugh at you, be like, there's a guy playing music. They would be like, we're going to shoot somebody. Yeah. Shut up.
We're busy killing people for hopping the turnstile. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But like, there's nothing you can do as a person to stop someone from like taking a piss on your front door.
Yes.
No.
I sometimes snap and am this person.
Yeah,
and
I've been a snap in my life.
Boy, are people around me nervous because like, I'm a lady.
Because you're being Miss Lady.
And I'm being Miss Lady. And like a lot of the time I'll snap at men. And then the men around will be like, we're going to have to beat this guy up if he turns out he's crazy.
Yeah,
and I'm
men
like,
don't like it when you do that because then it's on that. Then the physical altercation is on them. But I like that.
I like it.
Well, okay, what would you say the percentage of if you did that to like 10 men, how many men would try to physically hurt you? Because I feel like you guys actually have
all of them.
You really think?
Yes.
If you were like, hey, turn that Bluetooth off.
I think most of them would not actually try to hurt you, but they'd try to scare you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think like only 2 of them would like try to put their hands on you.
Because I feel like if I as a man were like, yo, buddy, cut the shit. Well, I feel like a lot of it would
be hit in the face.
I'm getting hit in the face like 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there is this weird thing. It's like, okay.
Your face, you know?
It's hittable.
You're kind of asking for it.
Yeah.
Right here, buddy.
It's very.
Hey, sir. Yeah.
Excuse me, mister.
Yeah, it's very Jewish in a way that I.
Oh, good God.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Fucking
Christ.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, Jew face, you deserve to get punched.
Yeah.
Nice.
Take it back.
Okay.
I'm being an edgelord.
Like no, this is good.
I love all the people
I
and every
all
person.
All the people.
The people that I do it to, often it will happen in a concert. And
that, I see that. Yeah. I think people are like, that's almost an environment where people will be like, yeah, everybody around you be like, fuck this guy.
The other thing about that you have where you have the power is having good concert etiquette is cool.
Yes.
Yes.
Like there's like social cachet in knowing how to handle yourself at a concert.
Yeah.
So if someone's being bad about it and you say something to them, they're like socially embarrassed.
Yeah.
So you have the higher ground.
No, whereas I've done it like, a few times to guys. Like I was at a show once and a guy was like kind of bothering these chicks. And like,
it's always bothering women.
And I just
grabbed
him and I go, don't fucking do that. And the girls
were
like,
whoa, it moved a little bit.
A hero.
Well, because it's like, you're like, what's really going to happen here?
Right.
Like, I'm bigger than this guy. He's also, even though he's bothering these girls, he's also bothering me because now I'm like around a bunch of people not having a good
and
time.
Yeah, and now that's all you can focus on.
So yeah, I'm watching these girls who are uncomfortable, and it's not like I'm a hero, but it is just like, bro, you're fucking up my time now.
Yeah.
Because now these two girls who would have just been staring straight are like, can you? Yeah. And now I'm like watching this band, but watching this.
And they're pleading at you with their annoying eyes.
Yeah.
Like, please help us.
Please, sir. And you wait. Ourselves.
Even though I feel like, you know, a good slap. Oh. I feel like the slap should be brought back.
Oh. The slap is huge.
Can we bring back the slap?
Mm-hmm. Just clap some guy's ear just, for being right. an asshole.
Yeah.
It's like, we need more just like, yo, check your fucking self for a second.
Yeah.
I backhanded someone once.
I bet you
I think
came.
About it all the time.
I bet you fucking
I think about
came.
It every night. I think about fucking blowing someone's head off who was rude to me, and I think about that time I backhanded someone, and then I go right to sleep.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I take a few Ambien, and I go, goodbye.
It's a beautiful
I wish the slap was around and that, like, it was like the old times where, like, guys... Because, like, if I slapped a man... I'm gonna die.
Yeah, you are.
Because he's
yeah.
like, it's all, it's like a, it's A, it's
like
physical.
A bitch move.
But also, you like,
bitch
made move. Him your
yeah.
bitch.
They,
yeah. It's like, you're basically calling him gay to
yes,
a room
Yes, you
full
are.
Of
yeah, yeah.
But I wish we just brought it back to be like, it's okay to do this if you're being an asshole.
A
and everyone
is yeah. calling another man gay.
It is.
I've never heard anything more true in my life.
It is 100%.
It is. Yeah.
That is the. That is the equivalent of being like, hey, I just want to let you know, this guy's gay. And he's like, I can't live with this.
You know
I cannot live with this.
You know what I'll do that men hate? And I only do this to my friends when they're getting a little out of pocket. I'll just flick them on the head.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
Like, that's like a dog. That's like hitting a dog with a newspaper, which I don't think
you're
should do.
You're not trying to hurt yeah. anybody. You're no. just trying to say like, hey, man,
you're
kind of
trying to snap them back to reality.
Well, it's like words haven't worked with you.
No.
Yeah, it's like you're going a little far and I need you to tighten up.
Yeah. Right.
Just
we need,
a smidge.
We need Christianity and violence, I feel, is yeah. the conclusion
God,
that we're coming.
We're such a trad podcast.
I know we are.
We're like, believe in God and hit your wife already.
We're horseshoe. We've gone so left.
Yeah,
we're right.
You're right again.
But I do think that, what about this, folks? A group of women, big domineering women like me, big scary Slavic like, jaw, big black
hair. I think we could get bigger even.
I think so. We need some basketball players. Carry glasses of water, throw water in people's faces.
That's classic.
I had a friend do that. A guy was being a cunt to me and she just emptied the whole water bottle on his lap.
I've thrown a drink in a man's face. That feels good.
Yeah. And like then you're not assaulting them necessarily, but
you
are.
Yeah, I mean, if they're like a real bitch, they can say you are, but you're not.
They're going to go to court and be like, this lady threw water. There's no way. It's the perfect crime.
It is. It really is. Anything that's like, hey man, you've considerably violated social etiquette here.
Yes.
It's basically like fucking Larry David. Like we all look at the world like him and we realize a bunch of people are fucking up, but we have zero power.
That's why we like him.
But we love him because he calls people out and he never gets his ass whooped.
No, I know.
Yeah.
That's the reason the show doesn't totally work is because he would get fucking pounded at some point.
I know.
My boyfriend is kind of one of these guys because you were saying Native New Yorkers and
he is kind
of a Costanza Larry David type guy. He's Jewish.
Yes. Which we love.
And
sorry
here,
what I said about earlier.
Which we love here. But he's very good at doing just enough to like sort of snap someone out of their behavior, but not enough to make them want to hit him.
Which is you. He does that to you.
He does it to me more than
he
does
like a
it
shock collar
else.
On you. He's like, hey, come on.
Yeah.
He squirts. He has a water gun that he squirts me with when I'm being bad. No, but he's like, he'll do this thing like... the other day, someone was being rude to him on the train, like shoving him and like talking shit and being rude to him. And he'll just look at someone and be like, hey, what did you just say to me?
Yes.
But
he has a tone that isn't fighting.
But like chill.
Yeah.
And then it just makes the person think about what they said and they have to be like, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is an art to that. There's a true art.
Yeah.
There's like a kind of a hole to thread.
Yeah.
And it's
you have
not
to
big.
Kind of look like you don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like it's... The other thing my therapist taught me was a good way to diffuse those situations is to act like the other person is not being annoying or scary, but they're being weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so
weird.
Like,
you're weird.
Well, what is that?
Right. Like, why are you doing this?
That's weird.
It's weird that you're doing
this. Then people
this
are
right
like, people like revert to being in middle school and they're like, I'm not weird.
You're weird.
You're weird.
This guy's
I'm
fucking weird over here, huh? You don't want to be the weirdo.
Yeah. You don't want to be weird. Stay in your bubble. Don't be weird.
Yeah. Just behave yourself.
We have to take a break. Let's come back. And we won't be weird.
We won't be weird.
We'll be regular.
Nope. And we're back, everybody. Your favorite Miss Ladies.
Hello.
And our Miss Gentlemen over there.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the pod.
Jake could be a Miss Lady.
Yes. No, he's with the group. No one says anything bad. No one says anything bad about you behind your back, which is a rarity, I think.
I've never heard anyone say anything bad about you behind your back.
Thank God. Everyone I work hard for that.
Yeah. No, you're.
I'm very aware of that.
People say bad things about us. But
We've
been around too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure if I'm here for a few more years, I'll have a couple enemies. But, you
know. We've been around too long. There are people in the scene that knew me when I was 21. They got bad things to say, and I get that, and I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I came to an open mic that Lizzie was hosting at the Creek in the Cave.
And I have no memory of it.
But I do remember you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I remember baby Lizzie.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't remember you.
Yeah. Well, I was just a face in the crowd watching a star being born.
Drunk.
Yeah. We were a bunch of rat kings in that place.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it was literally like a little rat hole down there where the open mic would happen.
It was my little rat hole.
Yeah. And we were like, we run this joint.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I remember I was like, this lady's sassy.
There are people who still don't like me for like not putting them up early enough in my open mic back then. And it's like, if you not liking me about that makes me think that you're not a person who I want to like me.
Does
that make sense?
That's crazy.
You're a loser.
Yeah.
100%. You're still griping about an open mic?
Right.
God.
Get over it.
Get a life. Well, speaking of drama, we have another little seg.
God, I love drama.
I love drama.
You love drama.
Yeah,
people would think that you don't.
No, you love it.
Every time I see you, we like kiki in a corner and talk shit about everyone else.
The last time we had such a good one, we were at a fucking comic hang, and she just goes, "All right, real quick, who's the first person you'd shoot in this group?" And we both landed on the same person.
Of course.
Yeah, we both looked at the same guy.
Yeah. And we were just like, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's fucking gone.
He's toast. Yeah.
We're so mean sometimes that we're like, it's a disease almost. Like, we're so mean, it's like,
we're so mean that it makes me high.
Yeah, it's like licking a toad. You're like, holy shit.
Sometimes saying the absolute meanest thing you can think of about somebody that you don't hate is like,
we'll start with one text and I'll be like, okay, I'm going to be like mean here, and then it'll begin, and then the avalanche.
What'll happen every time is you say, I'm going to say something mean, and then you say something a little mean, and then I text you back the meanest thing anyone's ever said about
and
that.
And we're off to the races.
And then I go, and she smells and dresses bad.
Yes.
And you go, all right, here we are.
Yes.
I just think that's like, dude, we're around this weird little group of people.
Yeah.
If you don't get to talk shit behind backs, you would die.
You would die.
You would just be like, so I just see this shit. It and it's I'm like not when, allowed to say it.
Yeah, it's like when someone dies from not pooping for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the same
thing. It's like I had to get it out.
You have to excrete waste.
Yes.
Yes. That's how we're going to play it.
Yes.
That's how we're going to justify our terrible
also,
behavior.
Also, it's like truly some of the funniest shit in comedy is not on stage. It's the group text.
Yes.
The group text, I've laughed harder at group text than almost any joke I've ever seen.
Yes,
yeah,
I agree.
And also, to me, it always feels like when you talk shit with a boy, it always feels like he's like kind of girling out with you in a way that really puts me at ease.
It does.
You know?
Yeah.
Like when I can go up to someone like Jake and be like, he doesn't deserve her. And he's like, I know.
I know.
Yeah, we're girls.
I'm just like,
we were girls together tonight.
Yeah. He's like, she should come to my van. And we're like, yes, she should.
Come on over.
She
has the van. Yes. But this is a kind of, there is a line with this type of person. And respectfully, if you ever post a quote that says, if you can't handle me at my blah, you don't deserve me at my blah, you have a personality disorder and you need to be taken out back and shot.
Yes.
Because you don't. And
by the way, the thing you can't handle me at and the thing you don't deserve me at are just the two sides of your splitting personality. Yes.
Right. Right.
And the don't deserve me is also like not that great. You know what I mean? It's like you don't deserve me at my Friday night drinks.
Yeah,
and I'm
you don't
like,
deserve me at my okay blowjob.
Yes.
Ooh, mid head. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, thank God. That was worth the screaming.
That was worth you calling my
work. I'll never trust anybody anymore for this mid head. This is good.
That was worth you showing up at my mom's house.
Yes. Yeah. But they're also like, these people also profess all the time that they don't like drama and that they're like, I'm not mean. I'm just direct. You always know where I'm coming
from.
These are
two sort of like similar but different types. There's the people who don't like drama.
Yes.
You're... But what you're doing is starting drama. Because what they mean is, I don't like talking about people behind their back. I'd rather talk to them to their face. That's me.
Yes. And
talking
crazy.
About someone behind their back is harmless.
Yes. Also,
it's a victimless crime.
Right.
I'd argue not even a crime.
Yes.
No.
It's just like two gals having fun at a party.
Yeah. It's fine.
But,
it's good.
But when you're like, I don't know, I'll just like say it to her face. Yeah. You're a bully and a weirdo. I don't like that about you.
Yeah.
Also, just being direct isn't. Yes, it is. Like, in some ways, it's good. It's a positive thing.
Yes.
But just being direct does not mean you're not wrong.
To everybody else. Right.
Like, you just saying the thing that you think you should say has no bearing on if it's true or not.
Yes.
If it needed to be said.
That's the big one for me, is if it needed to be said. Because there's a lot of these people running around, like, I'm so direct, telling people things that nobody asked.
Yeah. Right. It's like, what the and fuck is like, it your business?
It's one thing if someone comes up to you and is like, hey, I feel like you don't like me. I'd like to be your friend.
That's sure.
Can you explain? This happens to me once a week.
I know.
Once a week, somebody comes up to me and goes, I really feel like you don't like me. And guess what, Miss Lady? I don't. That's why you feel that way.
And you know what happens to me every fucking week is someone goes, I feel like Lizzie doesn't like me. And I have to go, she has social anxiety.
She doesn't.
And I was like, don't approach. It's fine. She'll come to you. Lizzie's
don't
like a
approach.
Bulldog.
Don't approach.
That I have to tell
her. Beware of Lizzie.
You have to come to me with like trail mix in your hand. Hand in a soft voice, and maybe I'll consider it.
And I'm like, don't take it personally. And in my mind, I'm like, it is personal.
It's personal.
She hates you. Please stop asking me about it.
Yeah,
everyone
it's
knows
very
what's
personal.
Happening here.
But there's a way that somebody can do that where I can be like, hey, here's what happened.
Sure.
Maybe like, I know that you're friends with this person who I did, whatever. It doesn't matter. But like, that's one way of being direct, where it's like, someone asked me a question and I'm going to tell them the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then there's other people who are calling themselves direct that are going up to people and being like, I don't like you.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, that's fucking crazy. That's nothing. You're not allowed to do that.
I also, when I was drinking, I was kind of this person.
Yeah. And just stirring the damn pot.
Oh my God. And it was the, you know, when you're like, oh, there's
you're
a person
drunk at the end of the bar. Someone's going to get
like
it tonight.
I was like that too,
100%.
Oh, he don't even know what kind of storm is a brewing.
Yes, yes. I was getting served water because the bartender was like, no more for this bitch. And I would just be like, you know what? Your personality is dog shit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's like the booker for Saturday Night Live. And I'm like,
it was Lorne
Michaels.
Michaels
is there.
I told Lorne Michaels.
Lorne, I hate your casting decisions.
Yeah.
Andrea Allen doesn't like me very much.
Please like, come on the
we
show.
We want to hire her, but she doesn't care for me.
She called me a little bitch.
She called me a little bitch.
A Canadian bitch.
What about people who, but on the flip side of that, I really hate people who are like below the water, but you know that there's a problem, and then you are direct to them, and then they go,
no,
or they, like, that,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's pussy and cowardice.
Yes, it's just like, because everybody's had that where it's like, yo, bro, let's just solve this, and then they're like, oh, I didn't even have it. It's like, really?
That's
am I blind?
That's also a secret form of gaslighting.
100%.
You're like trying to act like I'm fucking crazy for bringing this up. Meanwhile, every time I walk into a room that you're in, everybody stops talking.
I had a guy tweet about me years ago.
Really?
Who
oh,
I knew.
So cool.
Who I knew. And I thought we were chill.
Ooh.
And
I love that. That would get me rock fucking hard.
It was crazy.
The character assassination I would do would be crazy.
I love attention. If somebody I knew tweeted that I was a bitch, I'd be like, I'm going to drag this out for 6 months.
I'm going to run a psyop.
I'm not that. See, that's the thing. I don't like that type of drama. I really have no. So I saw it. He didn't use my name, but a number of people sent it to me, and it was clearly about me.
What
and
did he say?
He got mad. This is like so crazy.
We'll kill him.
I mean, he was. Okay, you know how people got real weird during the first Trump presidency?
Yeah.
Like lefty weird or righty
weird?
Lefty weird. Yeah, sure.
Where he went like. He went kind of like let's cancel, not even cancel, but I won a minor comedy thing in Portland in the day that it came out.
And that's a microaggression because you're white.
He's white.
Yeah.
He's a white hero.
Oh, I love a white hero.
White savior.
He goes, I remember when Portland's funniest person, quote, laughed about Trump getting elected and said that both candidates were the same. I said like Hillary and Trump were the same. This was on the night
Not a huge leap.
Not
a,
in retrospect.
Am I like, is it crazy that like
is
I
is it crazy to say that politicians are self-interested?
Pieces yeah, of shit. Yeah. And this was the night that Trump got elected, and so everybody was in their feelings and whatever.
Yeah.
And so he tweeted, and I didn't even tweet. I'm not big on Twitter. I just DM'd him. I was like, hey man, I saw this about me. I'd love to talk about it. And he just flew off two long paragraphs about how this is the worst take I've ever seen. And then I just was like, hey man. And I basically was just like, if you want to talk about me, have the courage to use my name or keep your name out my mouth. And then that was it. And we never talked again.
Tag me.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't look me in the eye anytime he came back to Portland. You know, he blocked me on everything. And it's like, all right, that's it. But you kind of wanted the smoke.
Yes, you
then
did.
Then when you got the smoke, you actually really didn't want the smoke at all.
Yeah. These I'm direct. People hate to see my ass come in.
Yeah.
What they don't want to do is talk about what they're being direct about.
Right.
Because the second you go, yeah, no, tell me about it. They're like, no. And it's like, okay, well, you don't fucking like me, so I don't know why you're so scared of losing my friendship or whatever.
Right. Like, it's like you're being this like political hero, it seems. Yeah. Like you're like calling out, like, first of all, I was like, what you're saying, I voted for. I didn't even know what his argument was.
Yeah.
You're mad that I said something offhand at an open mic the night that
he just
Trump
wanted
got elected.
Promote his self-interest.
Right.
By
he was also just mad
down.
That he wasn't Portland's funniest.
It was so
which is
weird.
A hilarious
it was
thing
so
to be mad
weird.
About.
And like this guy and I had been friendly or whatever. Like it kind of came out. I think a lot of people during that era just got so like anything pro Trump is bad. And it was just like
it was a hard time.
It was a weird time for people, but. It was just like, yo, man, like, if you wanted to do... Because what, you wanted me to do this back and forth on Twitter? Like, this is so lame.
And also, like, reeks of loneliness, because just text your friend.
Oh,
that.
Reeks of loneliness
right,
is
just
such
say,
a sad
thank
sentence.
You.
But, just like, say, fuck
Jake. If you
Jake.
Had a friend, you could text your friend, fuck Jake, and nobody... And everything would be fine.
Fine.
And like, everyone would move on.
Yeah. Do you smell loneliness in this room? That's a mean thing to say. That's
oh,
a
you
little
just walked
lonely.
In.
You reek of loneliness.
I got into this. This is how equal offender... drama person I am. I got into a head-on beef with a lesbian at a bar show.
Okay.
And
sorry,
Ronnie. You wouldn't like her. She's a dem lib les. She's not
Ronnie,
cool.
She's not one of your
she's
people.
Not one of your leses. Okay. She's a rich les who is full of shit.
Comic?
Yes.
Okay.
And this was one of the worst bar shows ever. And to give her, which is crazy to say, it was like at a sports bar and they were like watching the Super Bowl and we were like in the corner yelling into a wireless mic. Like it was a terrible, it was a terrible night. So I understand she was in a really bad place, as was I. But I used to have an opener that was about, being like a tall woman and how men like are very weird about that, and somehow like me being tall in proximity to you makes you gay in the set, like how like slapping another man like any
there's
mass-
a lot of things that can make a man gay
100% and me just like standing there
a lot of things that can make a man gay.
Sucking cock
sucking cock could be one of them.
Sucking cock is on the list,
yes,
but you know, standing next to a tall woman could also be
tweeting about another man
man and not using his name.
Why is he in your head
it's like
gay?
Why are you thinking about me like that, bro?
He blushes when you come into the room. But yeah, the bit is like, and I'm like, I told your dad you were gay. Everybody knows. Like, the bit is definitely like edgelordy in the like.
No, but it's not even, because I think like you're making fun of the fact that somebody could be so homophobic that you being taller than them makes them feel gay.
Right.
Anyway.
Thank you. And you know, that was.
I'm Andrea's lawyer.
Yes.
Innocent.
And sorry about all the Jewish stuff earlier. Please talk to Lizzie
I'll
about
get
it
on
later.
That.
But you know, I do understand. At least a part of her being like, well, that's you're implying that like being gay is embarrassing or what? It's a leap, I think. But also,
yeah, if you've been around men, you understand that's a common thing that men are like, I'm not gay.
Yes.
That's like what I've been saying I'm not gay since fifth grade.
You say it every time you walk into
when
a
you
room.
Take
I go,
communion.
Hey, not gay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wearing this hat for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Not gay.
Not gay.
Not gay.
Self-assured.
Self-assured,
not gay.
Yeah.
But she came at me from stage. She was like, oh, I'm at a shitty bar show and this fucking woman's like hating gay people. And I'm like, well, number one, I'm one of four audience members. So like this woman is me. And I was genuinely like, I found her after she tried to scuttle out like a coward, and I chased after her.
You tripped her.
Hate the scuttle. Yeah, I beat her to death.
Yeah, the scuttle.
Yeah, and I slapped her right in the face in front of God and everyone. Now?
Yeah. Yeah, he slapped the shit out of her.
No, I was like, hey, I'm so sorry if this upset you. Like, it's not my intent, and I like genuinely want to know what about it is like shitty, because like I'm not understanding why it's shitty, and if I'm being shitty, I want to know. You said something about it,
yeah,
and like I really was like, you don't have to tell me, but you said something, and I'm trying to like respect the fact that I could be doing something fucked up. So much so
you're literally trying to grow, but you're like, hey, I want to know, am I actually being an asshole, or are you maybe being a little too whatever? Right, but just, something's happening here.
Like something happened between the two of us.
If people are thinking this when I'm telling that joke, I need to know.
Yeah, I mean, as a comic, you want to be like, oh, damn, I thought it was this way, but people are taking it this way.
Yeah,
I don't want to be accidentally that fucking guy. And she was just like, no, it's fine. I'm just in a bad mood. And it's like, okay, but you did take a big shit on me in front of everybody.
Yeah, you called me homophobic.
Right, and now you're running into an Uber.
Yeah.
And every time I see her, she's always like, hey, and I'm like, you coward bitch.
Yeah, fuck
you,
off.
You slashed my throat in front of everybody, and then you can't even say it to my face.
You can't even stand over me while I bleed out.
Yes, burn me with a cigarette already.
That's also like, I think unless the error is so egregious where it's like, yo, I have to reset the show.
Right.
Like if some guy goes up there and drops the N-bomb and you're the comic after him, you got to be like, well, Let me address this.
We're not all like that.
Yeah, let's all kill this guy and move on.
For the most part, I'm a big comic solidarity, and you handle that shit off stage. Yeah. You do not, like, throwing a comic under the stage because a joke, whatever.
It's so mean.
No, and also, like, that's that doesn't mean you have to be okay with everything everyone says.
No, of course not.
But, like, it's... Also, I think a lot of comedians have forgotten that your job is to put on a fucking show.
Right.
It's entertainment.
And like,
you're not.
And I know this was like a shitty bar show, so it was probably free. But like, imagine this had been at a club where tickets are $45.
Yeah.
People paid to be entertained. They didn't pay for you to come up here with a fucking weird grudge and be like, I don't like Andrea.
Yeah, it's like,
shut
what? It's like,
and get in line. I'm not everyone's taste, okay?
Meanwhile, one of my jokes right now is me saying I don't like all the boys on the show.
Wait, Ronald, may I ask, in the Queer Brooklyn Corner, may I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Ronnie's Queer Brooklyn Corner.
Let's go over to Queer Brooklyn Corner. Do you find anything about that joke in poor taste?
No, not at all.
All right.
No, I think that's like
and that's why we keep her here.
Yeah.
I have a gun.
I feel like that to me, like trying to get into this lesbian's perspective, I'm like, girl, you're insecure.
Thank you. Jealous of me. Thank you. Sorry, everyone loves me.
Yeah, I'm just like,
I'm tall. Yeah. I make men gay.
Yes.
I think that like people getting upset at like any gay joke at being gay, I'm like, you're just, unless it's like offensive, which I don't think that is, then it's just like, ugh, relax.
I do get that there's a time and a place to not make the gay joke.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at a bar where the Super Bowl is on, I think it's like, we're chilling.
And it's like, you're also like, you're not saying anything about, you're calling a man gay. Yes. Which I'm like, also, literally here for that all day long.
Also, you've dated plenty of gay guys.
Yes. Right. Gay men love
me.
That's
what we do for the community. We date gay dudes.
I blow them, and afterwards they give me a massage because they couldn't come because they felt weird about the fact that it was a woman.
Yeah, I blow them while they put a boy wig on me.
Yeah.
Been there, sister. Been there. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Sister.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I will say this about the direct people who don't like drama but are always causing drama. I will say this in their defense. Nobody is better on a reality television program. God bless
the producers of reality TV
for finding these people and casting them, because boy, do they make it fun.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We need them as NPCs, but I don't want them in your life.
Yeah, I don't
want
to like hang out with them, but I love being like, get her, bitch.
Yeah.
I love watching Drag Race and some girl being like, the way you do your makeup is bad. I'm just really direct. Go off. Absolutely come for her.
Yeah.
You know where you see these people? Facebook. I'm dating a geriatric man.
These people love Facebook.
They live for Facebook. And they'll post a Betty Boop meme and you'll be like, I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm reading the whole wall. And it's like my family or this person wronged me or a picture of a wolf being like strength is from within.
Yeah,
and
they
not...
love posting a minion being like my family before everything.
God, family, country.
Yes.
And it's like a minion with a gun.
Yeah. Yes.
That's insane.
I'm going to get big into that culture.
It's really entertaining.
It's, well, it's about to alter the future of this country. I want to let you know that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I just mean minion-based
minion-based
meme.
Okay.
I'm going to start making minion memes. Boomers? Like, don't tweet about me or I'll kill you. Stop commenting on my Instagram post or I'll come to your house with a gun.
A minion and a Godfather poster. Oh my God.
All right. We got to get the fuck out of here. Jake, tell the people about your special.
Yes.
It drops October 23rd. I don't know if pre or post this episode.
It's
post,
but get in
it
there.
It just came out.
It's out.
Yeah, it's out.
Special is out. It's on my YouTube. Please watch it. I told Lizzie, actually, I was like, I think it's going to get about 2,000 views. She
Not
goes, whatever, you're going
to
clip it up
it.
Anyways.
Yeah.
You're going to do it for the clips.
Are you clipping it up? Yeah. 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 I said, then I guess it's not pointless.
Then put it out there, kid.
Yeah.
Please watch it.
I'm a good friend. I'm very direct.
Yes.
Yeah, you're so
You're very direct. You're not
demure. Hates drama.
Yeah.
Direct.
Yeah.
You know, double vaping it.
Hey, yeah. I've never said I hate drama. In fact, I'm fueled by it.
Yes.
Yes. So please, it's on my YouTube, Jake Silverman.
What's
Follow
your socials?
At the comedian Jake.
Nice.
What's the special called?
Right now, it's called Something Snazzy, but I might redo it. Let me ask you this. I liked when comedy specials were live from the city they were
love
shot
that.
At. So I shot it in Portland. So I'm thinking about just doing live from Portland.
Love that.
Because I don't know. It was. That's what it is. Like,
it was live in
Portland.
Some
cutesy name is kind of like
too try hard.
Yeah. And, I don't know, you got to pick one of the three, am I going to do the,
The pose.
The caution tape over the mouth.
Am I a caution tape guy? Yeah. Am I a mic to my temple gun guy?
Yeah. With a mic cord.
Am I
a Bible guy?
I don't even know what kind of, this guy is the worst. I hate this guy
what,
so.
Oh, me and my little joke?
I didn't say anything weird.
Don't subtweet about this.
Don't subtweet.
They're one of my favorite corny comedy special names was, it's so hack that it's amazing. It's a guy sitting next to in his bed and it says one night stand and he's pointing at the lamp next to him.
Slay.
And I'm like, and I'm in.
Slay, I'll listen to that.
Yeah, so Jake's special one night stand
one
is
night
coming
stand.
Out.
Yeah. Well, how about one night van?
Oh!
One night van might be good.
One night van.
One night van actually might be the
special. Jake Silverman live from the van.
Live from the van, dude.
Yeah.
Unhoused. Lizzie, where can they find you?
Jake Silverman, I'm a homeless man.
Jake Silverman, homeless.
Homeless is so good.
It's Jake Silverman and then it's just your Venmo.
Yeah, it's like, please, please.
Jake Silverman, Venmo me. You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Come to my show, Comedians You Should Know, every Wednesday and Saturday in Brooklyn at 9. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls. That's it.
Andrea Comedy 69 on all platforms and our YouTube channel, Respectfully Podcast. Get in there, comment, subscribe.
And comment on Jake's special, something nice. Tell him we said
I don't even care if it's nice. Literally, any
or something mean.
It just helps the algorithm.
Yeah. Comment something about his face, however you feel about it.
Do Andrea's quote. You have a big Jew face.
I said it's a little Jewish.
It's a little Jewish.
Which it's not.
Hey, go to Jake's special and comment, your face isn't even that Jewish.
Not even that Jewish,
And then say, but your hair on the other. Hands.
Yeah, should I show the people?
Show the people.
There he is. It's actually not that.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. See you next week, folks.
Bye-bye. Wait, did you say your stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye.
I did.
Bye.
Great pod.
Thank you,
we did it.
That was fun.
Oh.